Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas weekend, and I have my usual focus on some of the news affecting small family farmers. After all, that's what this program is all about, the American Family Farmer, dedicated to helping those who have smaller farms, whether it's dairy, whether it's produce, whatever the individual niche may be. I'm here not to help the humongous factory farms that dot the landscape around this country and are getting more and more a part of the landscape. No, that's not my deal here. My deal is to talk to you about what's going on the family farm. And in most cases, we're here to help you with ideas on how you can strengthen, if that's the right word for it, your ties to the community and your ability to survive. So the fact that each week we're here, we begin the program with a focus on some of the news that has affected family farms this past week. And I think the price of milk and dairying is probably on the top of my list. As I look at some of the analysts and what the expectations are for the beginning of the year, according to several different sources, milk prices have almost hit bottom. And they've gone back up again. They've been, depending on where you are in the country and how the system works, dairy has gone up and down. Pretty hard to find bright spots, though, in the dairy outlook right now. The National Milk Producers Federation says that we've had a number of months with higher cow numbers than the previous year. Production per cow is up fractionally. There was oversupply. And the numbers that I'm looking at here are pretty anemic when it comes to some, even last year. We had actually pretty strong, there was an explosive expansion last year. The prices that were generated were higher than they had been for quite a while. And so that's what happens in the dairy industry. Everybody sees, wow, we can make a lot of money. Let's buy some more cows. And so that's happened, and that's forced, as it usually does with the pendulum, the low prices are back again. And some of the experts here are saying that this will not last. It looks like next year, once we hit the bottom, and we may have already hit the bottom, you can look forward to a better year. Now, part of that was brought about by the realization that Congress had passed, or at least the House of Representatives had passed, the Whole Milk for Healthy Children Act, which permitted the National School Lunch Program to serve whole milk, passed in the House 330-99. This was last week. This is, if you go back to 2012, when Michelle Obama tried to convince people that only low-fat milk was good, and so everything changed in the schools. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous then, and it's ridiculous now. Ridiculous for a couple of reasons. One, because whole milk, any doctor that is worth his salt will tell you that whole milk is very important for the maturation of the bones and the body of youngsters growing up. So why wouldn't there be whole milk available? And the second, and even more ludicrous, is that this thing is even in Congress. Why would you think, why is there a law that either allows or doesn't allow children to drink healthy whole milk? It is preposterous. Michelle Obama was so wrong with this, and I remember pointing it out at the time, but I only have one voice, and they got a lot more voices there than I do. Anyway, a couple of the reps on the Whole Milk for Healthy Children Act, Representative Virginia Fox of North Carolina, pushing for the milk options to expand. There was a lot of discussion about this on the floor of the House, and so it passed. But not so fast, because the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, this is part two of this story, has blocked the whole Milk for Healthy Children bill. There was floor debate late last week. Debbie Stabenow said she supports healthy options for students, says dairy is an important part of a balanced meal, but she says, quote, one thing that's clear, and that's that school meal standards currently based on dietary science should continue to be based on dietary science, not based on which individual food product we support. So there's, well, I'm beginning to editorialize because this infuriates me. But let me tell you the rest of the story. It seems Senator Stabenow got together with Dr. Roger Marshall from Kansas, who authored a new bill. And it was called, they were trying to get unanimous consent to bring the bill up to the Senate for a vote, looking at medical costs skyrocketing, the obesity epidemic, the fact that milk could play a part in that problem. That's why they brought this up. I think it's ridiculous. Dietary guidelines say calcium, potassium, and vitamin D are three of the top four things that are under-consumed by children, and milk is rich in all of these nutrients. So apparently, the USDA is in the process of updating school meal standards. It's important that they rely on dietary science. You know how ludicrous this is? It really is. First of all, science is always disproving itself. So what is true today may not be true tomorrow. But one thing I'm sure of, and that is that the nutrition policy should include whole milk because it's good for bones, good for the body, good for everything. There's all kinds of scientific evidence regarding that, and it's more crucial than whatever the conversation about fat intake. There are plenty of other ways that fat intake becomes a problem. What the diet is in general, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, all the things that youngsters are eating, that's really what the problem is. Milk we need, and so hopefully the tone will shift. But Debbie Stabenow is very powerful, and my guess is that the bill that passed the House is not going to see the light of day. It'll be some other kind of bill, which, again, is asinine. All right, we'll move ahead. A focus on farmers and suicide coming up next in the news department here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation for those of you who have not taken up my offer to have a couple of free nights, 3 days and two nights, free in Las Vegas. Free in Las Vegas. Free. Yes, right. You heard me. Doesn't cost you anything. When you call 800-419-3684, just call 800-419-3684 right now for a fabulous time in Las Vegas. Two nights, 3 days, free, 800-419-DOUG.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Okay, I'm talking. fucking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, with the latest farmer who died by suicide. One of the things that came as a result of this, and this is tough this time of year, but the family decided to help other struggling farmers. This is the story of Brian Webster, who was moving corn from the fields to the farm itself, back to the home farm. 1,300-acre farm in Ellsworth, Wisconsin. Later on in the day, his wife, Kim, found him unresponsive outside his truck. He had died by suicide. He's been struggling with depression for years. Wife says, he was the love of my life. Our first date was at the state fair. We've been married 32 years. I wish every day that he had talked to me about what he was feeling that morning. I never would have dreamt that this would happen. So, it has happened hundreds of times across our country this year. This family, Miss Webster and her children, are now working to prevent other farmers from making the same choice. Farmers have a suicide rate, in fact, is 3.5 times higher than any other job in our country. It's the financial stress. It's the limited access to mental health services. It's once again, as we were talking about the milk situation a little while ago, this is an outrageous situation which the government and big business has put us in. And, well, farmers have been struggling because people don't respect them, what they do, what it costs to grow, what it costs to milk, what it costs to keep the farm going. So now we have the Farmer Angel Network, which is working in Wisconsin and other states, offering mental health education and resources and fellowship to farm families. It was started in 2018 because that's when most of these suicides began. We've had this up and down, as you know. You're in the farm business, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down is part of it. So the Webster family started a GoFundMe page, brought in over $10,000 to support the efforts of those who are trying to help other families who are going through the same pain. There's a nationwide stigma about discussing mental health, especially in the ag community. So said the daughter, Jennifer Webster. We want to let farmers know there's somebody they can talk to if they're having a hard time. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to talk about it. And this young woman, after her father killed himself, said she talked to him on the phone that morning and didn't notice anything unusual during the conversation. It was a hot day, and he said he had to hang up to go haul grain. The daughter was the last person to talk to him. And now she and her mother are helping others. This is a farm that was bought by the family in 1880. Imagine that. Father loved the farm, but he couldn't handle all of the things. He had switched to an antidepressant weeks before his death, but it wasn't enough. So what is the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. Be aware of what's going on in your surroundings, in your family. Coming up, a discussion with Ronnie Lee, who has a turkey farm here on the American Family Farm.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The hour now on the American Family Farmer. It's Christmas weekend. A lot of people in the dietary considerations have the same sort of meal on Christmas as they do on Thanksgiving, involving lots of turkey. So I thought it was appropriate for us to have a conversation with Ronnie Lee, who runs the Lee Turkey Farm down in Hightstown, New Jersey. In fact, he is the sixth generation to own this farm and to work the farm. Ronnie, welcome to the American Family Farmer. Merry Christmas to you and your family. So let's go back into the history of the farm. You and your family are there now. I think it's your great-great-great-grandfather who bought the farm originally.
That's
back
correct.
In the 1800s. Yep. Tell us the story.
Yeah, 1868. So it was purchased in 1868 by my great-great-great-grandfather. And at that time, it was like most every farm in the United States was self-sustaining. You know, you had your cow for your milk, your chickens for your eggs. You had goats, other kinds of animals running around, workhorses, things like that. And the farm developed into an orchard. And our farm is 54 acres. At one time, it was about 25 to 30 acres, just primarily apples, some peaches, and pears. And that continued on for many years, right up to my grandfather's time. And the farm was still that way with the orchard. But the orchards were getting a little bit older, I should say, a lot older. And they didn't really maintain them very well. And then the Depression hit. And, of course, that made it very difficult for my grandfather. But he was still able to muddle through it. Now, my father, in 1938, he was age 11. And his friends were all in the 4-H program. I don't know. I guess you're all very familiar with that.
Yeah, sure.
He wanted to be part of that. And so he asked my grandfather if he could find out more about it, that he could join one of these clubs, because they had the equine club or the dairy club or the vegetable club. And it turned out the only club that had an opening was the turkey club. So by default, my dad became a turkey farmer. He started with 33 turkeys, and that was 1938. He dressed them out, raised them, of course, started them young and raised them and dressed them out and sold them to the neighbors. And that was very good. And the next year he doubled his flock, and that continued on. And by the time he graduated high school, he had a flock of around 400 birds. When he graduated high school, right after that, he was drafted into the Army and spent 16 months in Italy at the close of the World War II. When he got home, my grandfather was pretty worn out. You know, the farm had gone through the Depression. It hadn't had a lot of good years. And my grandfather saw an opportunity that was offered to him to be a bus driver on a route from Hightstown to New Brunswick. And he thought, this would be great because I could sell the farm, get out of debt. They had this $5,000 debt that just hung over. They could not seem to get out of. So when my dad came home, he was all set to do this. And my dad really wanted to farm. And he says, look, he goes, I would like to raise turkeys. I want to try farming, but I can't do it by myself. And I can't do it if you sell the farm. Can you try this? And my grandfather said, okay, we'll give it a shot. By 1960, they were raising 9,000 turkeys.
Ooh.
And they were selling most all of those turkeys to live markets. My dad describes it a week before Thanksgiving, there'd be trucks lined all the way up the road, and they'd be catching turkeys all day long, loading them into crates. And these would be taken to small mom-and-pop markets, these little butcher shops that are around, things like that. And it was a very good business. It got them out of debt. They were totally debt-free in 1960 and finally really making a good profit.
And, all right, hold on. We're going to continue. Hold on, Ronnie. This is a great story. This is telling the same story that so many have lived through for the years that we're focused on. So we get back to Ronnie Lee from the Lee Turkey Farm in New Jersey in a few moments here on The American Family Farmer.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The UN may take a vote today on more humanitarian aid for Gaza as the war between Hamas and Israel rages.
A vote set for Tuesday by the UN Security Council was delayed. Since Monday, there have been disagreements between key parties, including the U.S., over language surrounding aid, monitoring, and ending hostilities in the region. At the same time, the political leader of Hamas is reportedly in Cairo today to talk with Egyptian leaders about the Israeli hostages and a possible ceasefire. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The FBI says hundreds of fake bomb threats made against Jewish worship centers, community centers, and other facilities over the weekend likely originated from outside the U.S. The Anti-Defamation League says more than 400 U.S. Jewish facilities have received false bomb threats by email since Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
34 after the hour, second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Christmas weekend. Merry Christmas to everybody. If you're having turkey for dinner, we're doing a great service, frankly, telling the story from the very roots, the very beginning of the Lee Turkey Farm down in Hightstown, New Jersey, which is today suburbia. But I'm betting when your father and your grandfather and your great-great-grandfather started this, there wasn't much else going on around where you are. It's probably the last 20 years or so that housing developments have spread around that area of New Jersey?
Actually, our farm has been surrounded by houses since 1972.
Yeah.
We've been fishbowl farming since 1972, we call it. Everybody watches us.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's a good thing. People see how it's really done. I want to to talk about the last part of the story where you left off here a few moments ago was a focus on how you were raising 9,000, or you got to a point where you were raising 9,000 turkeys, and the trucks were coming in to bring the turkeys to a butcher shop. It sounds like small grocery stores, etc. And I guess I'm wondering about the price margins, because today, oftentimes, the big grocery stores use turkeys as a lost leader. And so people get used to not paying a lot of money for a good turkey unless they go to the farm and pay what it's actually worth to buy a turkey that's grown on the farm that's fresh and ready to use. So how do you look at your price margins, and what are you selling the birds for at retail? I guess I'm interested to know how your costs differ from what people can find in the supermarket.
Well, my costs are different, and the reason being is I present a quality product. I don't cut corners. One of the main sources of protein, you have a choice. You can go with fish meal or you can go with soybeans. Many times fish meal is a lot cheaper than soybeans. I would never do that. I stay with soybeans because that is a higher quality. So we don't cut any corners here on the farm. We make our own feed here. We know what goes into it. There's no hormones put in there, no medications put in there. And so it's a very high quality product we're selling. And as far as following the prices in the supermarket, I really don't worry about the prices in the supermarket. I tell my customers this. It's real simple. If you enjoy fast food, and we all eat fast food occasionally, sometimes we enjoy it more than others, and that's fine. But when you want to do something special and you want filet mignon instead of a hamburger, you're going to have something special. And that's what our turkeys are. Our turkeys are the filet mignon. If you want to have something special and you have your whole family coming, you're not serving them burgers.
That's a great analogy, actually. I'm going to have to hold on to that one myself, because I'm a dairy guy, I'm a cow guy, and the discussion about dairy and what is, you know, half a 2.0 milk versus full milk, that's a debate going on in Washington as to whether youngsters in school should have whole milk. And I think this is, you know, it becomes ludicrous. The government has gotten into our business way more than they should have. Maybe they have because they felt it was necessary, because there are always problems with recalls, but there are never problems with recalls with guys who farm like you do. It's always the big agribusinesses. It's the monster factory farms that produce fruit, vegetables, meat, whatever it is. Those are where the recalls come from, not from places like your farm. Do you sell now through other stores, or do people come to you on the occasion? Is it Thanksgiving and Christmas when you do most of your business, or are you selling turkeys year-round through your own store on the farm?
Everything I sell on this farm is sold retail, directly to the customer. I wholesale nothing, and that way I get every bit of the amount of money that I deserve for the work I put into it.
Right.
And so, now we don't raise 9,000 turkeys a year anymore. That really took a step back around 1963-64, when you had supermarkets, kind of like what happened to the mom-and-pop hardware stores when Home Depots and Lowe's came around. They disappeared. Well, my dad's business dried up. That part of the business dried up then, and he was too small to deal with supermarkets. So what he did was he cut back to about 6,000 turkeys a year, and that's when we started selling them oven ready. All the turkeys were produced and sold oven ready. They also went to some small restaurants and things like that, but mostly were going retail at that time.
So how do you decide what to charge? What, just for the reference point, what do you get for, is it per pound? Do you sell, like, you got an 11-pound turkey or 15-pound, 20-pound, whatever it is? Do you sell them all for the same price per pound? How do you gauge that?
We do. We sell them all for the same price per pound. Now, on a turkey that's in the 20 to 23-pound range, you probably make your best profit margin. The smaller ones, you still have to buy that day-old poult, and a day-old turkey poult straight from the hatchery is $5 just for that turkey to start. So you've already lost, you know, a little bit there. Now, our prices, I got $4.69 a pound this year at Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and that's for fresh. Fresh frozen, I'll do it $4.29 a pound.
Let's talk about that for a second. Fresh versus frozen in terms of quality. There's probably some obvious, but maybe not so obvious answers to the question about which is better.
Most people don't understand how it works, and I explain that over and over again throughout the season. So many customers come to me looking for fresh killed turkeys, and when I tell them that I don't have fresh off-season, I only have fresh frozens, they all say, oh, I don't want a supermarket turkey. And I said, there's a difference. What we do is when we process turkeys, we do not put them directly into the freezer. We take a second step, and that is we leave them in a cooler for 48 hours. And what happens is the enzymes in the meat begin to break down, and that's what makes that meat have great texture. We then flash freeze them at 10 below zero and keep them below zero until the consumer purchases that turkey and thaws it. When they thaw that bird out and cook it, they cannot tell the difference at all. Freezing does not help or hurt the product. It just maintains what you've got if it's done right.
I'm doing a little figuring here in my head as we're talking. If you have a 20-pound turkey, you're going to charge about $100 for it. And even if you're raising 3,000, 4,000 turkeys a year, it seems like the margin must be awfully tight. Now, you said you were raising your own feed. You were growing your own feed. Is that right?
That's
so does
right.
that factor into whatever it is? I mean, if, again, it just seems like that's not a lot of money to spend a whole year. The maturation time for a turkey is about 10, 12 months, right?
No. I can take a turkey from the day it's hatched, and in 23 weeks, I can have a live bird at 60 pounds. Turkeys grow incredibly fast, and that is because of genetics. If I were to look back 30 years ago, for us to get a 30 or 35 pounder for Thanksgiving, we would have to start those turkeys in May. I can start turkeys now after the 4th of July and still have turkeys 40-pounders.
See, that's interesting because I grew up around a turkey farm here where I am on my farm, and it was a year-long process. So it would be, as you suggest, when things begin to thaw out, they'd start raising turkeys. And everybody in town went to the Girard. There were two turkey farms in Framingham, Girard's Turkey Farm and Donovan's Turkey Farm. And I remember they were down the street from me, and I remember we always went to Donovan's for whatever the reason to get the turkey. And I don't remember what was paid for it, but I always wondered, you know, looking maybe because of the reference at the supermarket where they charge, what, $20, $30, $40 for a turkey that you're charging twice as much for without people realizing that your turkey is at least twice as good as what they're getting in the butterball basket. So it just, you know, it's the old thing. I think, Ronnie, as much as anything else, you get what you pay for, right? And that's what you've had to convince your and people. Once they try it, they don't need convincing, right? They know the difference.
That's right. Today, though, things are a little bit different here on the farm, and that is turkey is not our primary business. Because we're so close to all these developments and things like that, in 1964, my dad opened the farm as a U-pick farm with pick-your-own fruits at the time. And it was the first U-pick farm to open in New Jersey.
Do you have all the regular consumable vegetables, and do you grow fruit as well? Do you have apple trees, pear trees, peach trees, that sort of thing?
Yes. As I said before, we were a fruit farm many years ago, and that kind of dwindled off. My dad at the time, he had probably maybe 200 apple trees left and maybe 200 peach trees left. Today, I don't grow or raise 6,000 or 5,000 turkeys. I only raise 2,500 to 3,000 turkeys a year. But I've got 700 peach and nectarine trees, 750 apple, and there's pear trees and cherry trees, along with pick-your-own strawberries and broccoli and cabbage, sweet corn, tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, cucumbers, zucchini. Pretty much you name it, they're picking it here.
I want to talk about who's on the farm working with you as we continue. A few more minutes with Ronnie Lee from the Lee Turkey Farm. You can go online to leeturkeyfarm.com in Hightstown, New Jersey, and see some more of their story. All right, now, speaking of stories, Merry Christmas wishes from Calitrin, the product that comes from the Calitrin family. This is a doctor and three of his nurses that, when realizing how difficult it was for people to lose weight and keep it off, especially doing it naturally, 27 years ago, they came up with this formula that's really very simple. So become a successful American weight loser using Calitrin. Check it out at Top Loss. DougStephensGoodDay.com. Back for a couple of minutes with Ronnie Lee at the Lee Turkey Farm. So who is on the farm working with you? You're the sixth generation. Who's working in the farm to make it successful besides you?
Well, my son, he's my right hand when it comes to the field work. And my wife, of course, she's very important with the market and keeping those connections. Now, my wife wants to phase out. She's getting that retirement bug a little bit. And my daughter, Charlie, she's become our media person. And I heard you mention Lee Turkey. LeeTurkeyFarm.com. You can actually find us on Facebook. If you like Lee Turkey Farm, you'll get more information. She sends stuff out all the time, and the people seem to really enjoy it.
Social media is really the thing when it comes to especially making a local farm work. So on Facebook and Instagram, it's at Lee Turkey Farm, as Ronnie is suggesting. You are also in the tour business. People come and they just want to ride around to see what the farm looks like, right? Hay rides?
No, I do a very unusual tour. It's called the Harvest Tour, and that is where a group can get a bag, and we'll go out and we'll pick maybe half dozen ears of corn, we'll pick some tomatoes, some peppers, some eggplant, and they pay a price for that. And of course, when we go out to pick, I explain to them how it grows, how it's planted, and then they get to harvest it. We have large groups that come in from New York City and the surrounding area.
Good for you. What a great idea.
When I say a large group, we're talking, my average tour is about 200 people at a time.
Wow. Good for you. Wow, there's some good ideas for people listening around the country. That's why we do this, and I wish you the best in the new year, Ronnie. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you.
Thanks for telling us the story of Lee Turkey Farm. Again, on social media at Lee Turkey Farm. The story of a great farm and great ideas.
Hey, I had one thing for you I was going to tell you. You're a dairy farmer, is that right?
I'm a cow guy, yes.
You know, my dad, he hated cows, and he said he would never farm if he had to farm with cows. Have you ever heard this one? What's the difference between hell and dairy farming?
I have not heard that one.
There's no cows in hell.
Oh, my gosh.
That's true. That's very true. Cows are all in heaven. That is for sure. Thank you again, Ronnie. Good to have you here on the American Family Farmer.
Program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, most of the commentators, most of the information on hormonal development out there, including Dr. Swan, recommend a Mediterranean diet for parents and growing children. And that is a diet that's based on organic fruit and vegetables, whole grains, wild fish, skinless poultry, nuts and seeds, and olive oil as the only fat. There's three important things that that diet completely ignores. Three fundamental facts. Our bodies make sex hormones out of cholesterol. We know that cholesterol is the basis of hundreds of hormones in the body, but at least 30 of them that are involved with sexual development and sexual activity. And infants and toddlers do not make cholesterol. They have to get cholesterol from their diet. It takes until they're about a year to a year and a half old.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This week's American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with, again, a Merry Christmas. And a reminder, because a lot of people over the Christmas holiday or holidays in general, when I do a lot of radio work that other people don't, I call it work. It's not really work at all. It's fun. So I remind those of you who are new to the program, new stations or new listeners, that we have this program available every week. You can hear it in its entirety, not only on a lot of the same radio stations that carry the Good Day program during the week, but AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is the website for it. You can also hear what we call our download, which is a podcast of the essence of the best conversations from the past week. And the current American Family Farmer podcast is a focus on the LS Ranch. It's a Christmas tree farm, and it's a good story about down in Texas how Christmas trees are raised, what else they do on their farm. It's all obviously a lot of hard work, but they're into it. And I like to tell the story because they don't use pesticides and herbicides and chemical fertilizers, and that's something that I support. So anyway, you can hear that story, plus all of the things that we've ever done on this program over how many years. You can hear them all archived at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Now, I reserve this portion of the program for commentary, my thoughts on an issue, and one of the things that I'm thinking about after talking to the turkey farmer down in New Jersey is how easy it is, if you work at it, and it isn't easy really, but it becomes easier when you put more work into selling your own product.
when you have also a connection to the food vendors, whether it's the butcher, whether it's the farm itself, where you buy your milk, you buy your cheese that's made in the farm, you get all the produce. It's important for all of us to understand what happens with these choices that were given today. The closer you get to your food, the better it is for you, your family, and your health. And you get these, most areas, most people are within close grasp of growers, you know, especially when there's so many growing food on the rooftops of buildings in big cities. Some of the knowledge that they have, some of the ways that they produce, very interesting, great for the consumer. And modern consumerism, as we know, those of us who have grown up in an era when things have changed, you know, we have four big grocery store chains in the country that control usually what we eat. If you're, you know, just buy at the grocery store, and that's what a lot of people do. They don't avail themselves of what's local, which is what we hear on this program. This is what we, you know, we specialize in. You got these Amazon Fresh stores here in the Northeast where I am, the Whole Food people bought out by Amazon, shipping food to people. It's a it's a weird world we live in, Master Jack. We have lots of different competition. The way we succeed over industrial quantities of food is the essence of being all natural, no fillers, no additives, no preservatives. The large grocery store chains cannot tell you that. They are doing that because they don't. They can't get enough product into the store, so they don't tell you that that's, you know, they'll, sometimes they'll highlight one element, like they'll say all of our beef comes from all natural circumstances, that sort of thing. I think what I'm suggesting here is that you tell your customers, and maybe those of you who are listening who are not farmers but are interested in food, take the time to learn how the food that you're eating was grown, where it was produced, how it was produced, how you make your choices. Can you match your ethics and your health requirements to what you are buying at the grocery store or from the local butcher or baker or farmer? That's what's so important, whether it's meat and poultry. I've seen there's a great butcher shop in Williamsburg, which is part of Brooklyn. They source meat from all the small farms around New York City. 100% grass-fed, finished. Their pork, their poultry, their lamb comes from the same pasture-raised quality. And so I say you can find those places. Same thing with bread and baked goods. You can find those places around if you look. Fruits, vegetables, everything. Just my suggestion is to all of you, look. And what is it? Seek and ye shall find. I think that's the phraseology I'll leave you with. Seek and ye shall find the stuff that's best for you in your area. Food for thought, literally and figuratively. On this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen again. Merry Christmas.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.